This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Donald Trump today is expected to attain his party's nomination for president at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. However, a last-ditch effort yesterday tried to prevent that. Several states submitted petitions for a roll call vote to try and unbind GOP delegates and let them vote for another candidate. Bexar County Republican Chairman Robert Stovall was there.
We had a handful of subordinate delegates from Texas that decided that they were going to, you know, cause a little ruckus, but it calmed down, and I think it's pretty much over.
Stovall was critical of the delegates pushing for a roll call vote, including about 70 from Texas.
It is kind of unusual that they want to vote their conscience. They signed a document to represent the people that voted for this, but they decided that they thought their conscience was a little more elitist than the people that they were going to represent. So I think things turned out for the best.
Stovall's not the only Texas Republican calling for unity behind Trump. Former Governor Rick Perry yesterday said he's open to serving in a Trump administration. And Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick at the state convention back in May called for Texas Republicans to unite behind Trump. In the wake of deadly police ambushes in Dallas and Baton Rouge, Fort Worth officers will receive more training on AR-15 rifles. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports the expanded training is meant to better equip officers in potentially deadly encounters. Officers in Fort Worth also have been ordered to patrol with partners whenever possible and to wear body armor. The police departments across the state are not only reevaluating safety protocols, but also reexamining existing laws. In particular, the ability to openly carry a firearm in Texas, KUHF's Brian Straw reports.
Michael Durden, Executive Assistant Chief for the Houston Police Department, says time and place matter when it comes to the Texas open carry gun law.
Just because you have a right to do something doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do.
But Durden said that there are advantages to open carry laws.
We know that there is a gun involved. There are a lot of us who are a lot more comfortable approaching a situation where we know it's involved than walking up to a car and not knowing what's going on at all.
In situations where there could be a threat of harm to people, Durden says Houston police are required to approach those carrying guns.
That was Brian Straw with member station KUHF in Houston. Now to our American Graduate Initiative, where we cover education each week. Today, how the end of the oil boom has sent property values tumbling. And for some Texas districts, that means radical cuts in school budgets. That really hasn't happened in the Barnett Shale area of booming North Texas. But Texas Tribune reporter Kia Collier discovered it's been devastating parts of the Eagle Ford Shale in South Texas. Collier talked with KERA's Bill Zeeble.
Kia Collier, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I know that you wrote about the rough patch that some school districts were undergoing because of the downturn in the oil and gas industry in Texas. I'm wondering if you could describe a little bit what you discovered in South Texas.
My story focused on the oil and gas producing region of the state known as the Eagle Ford Shale and really benefited schools. They had long been considered property poor. A lot of them, you know, received extra money from the state, and now they are now considered property wealthy because of all the drilling and are now having to give money back to the state. And at the same time, during the oil bust, they are seeing their property valuations plummet, and accordingly their revenue plummet as well. And some of them, at least one that I found, is having trouble paying for a bond that it passed during the boom. The rest of them are kind of delaying hiring teachers, delaying raises, delaying any kind of building, any kind of unnecessary expense to see where things are going to trend and if the boom is going to come back, if drillers are going to return to the region. And it's not just in South Texas. School districts in oil-producing regions across the state are facing this issue of seeing a huge swell in tax revenue and now a huge drop during the bust.
Have you found any creative fixes by superintendents or CFOs anywhere?
Some were able to set aside more than others, and they're in a better financial position. But some districts that, you know, really kind of did everything right and were responsible and built up fund balances and savings, they've just seen property tax values decline so dramatically that it doesn't really matter. Rungy is one school district in South Texas that Last year, they saw property values decline 53%. This year, they're looking at another 42% decline. So that's something like from $1.6 billion to $300 million in a matter of 2 years.
Are there any legislators that you know of likely to try and tackle this problem so school districts don't face possible bankruptcy?
The state is very short on money, and state leaders have called for, you know, state agencies to cut their budgets by 4%. So I don't think we're going to see, as we never really do, a lot of big spending by the legislature.
Kia Collier, thanks for talking to us.
Sure. Yeah, thank you.
And finally, the end of a long-standing tradition. For the first time in nearly 100 years, a live orchestra will not greet the horses and riders opening the annual Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. The grand entry will instead be accompanied by pre-recorded music. Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports a 20-piece orchestra known as the Stock Show Rodeo Band were notified of the decision last week. Stock Show management called the firing a, quote, difficult choice. Costs and orchestra limitations in an arena setting factored into that decision. The 2017 Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo is scheduled to run from January 13th through February 4th. Well, on the forecast, it's pretty much like what we've been seeing of late, partly sunny skies, temperatures getting up to 95 this afternoon, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 78, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 98. It's 83 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth, 76 degrees in Wichita Falls, and 80 degrees in Tyler.